How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, man. It's a nice event. The weather outside is kind of crappy, but in here, you know, we're weathering the storm, you know.
And where are you locating? Where are you located tattooing? And how long have you been tattooing?
I've been tattooing 15 years, and my career kind of went full circle. I started in Astoria, Queens. Now I'm ending back in Astoria, Queens in a private studio that, you know, a couple blocks from LaGuardia Airport, so it's real convenient for people.
And where else have you tattooed?
I've tattooed, like, all over New York. I'm trying to get every borough, but I'm not there yet. I've spent a lot of time in the Bronx. I spent 7 years in the Bronx. Did some years in Long Island, Poughkeepsie, Queens again. You know, I try to stay in, like, one or two shops, but I like to bounce around and get to know people, you know?
At what point did you start tattooing, and why did you decide to start tattooing?
I've been wanting to tattoo since I was about 6 or 7 years old. One of my earliest tattoo memories is of that movie Born in East L.A. with Cheech Marin. There's a scene where he's in Mexican prison, and he tattoos a inmate. And I thought that was the craziest thing. Like for something opened up in me. I was like, holy shit, you could draw on people? Like, I've been an artist ever since I was like 4 years old, 3 years old. And I come from a long line of artists. So I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, no one in my family had tattoos. Like, to them it was taboo because we're like off the boat guineas and stuff. And then I started tattooing on my own in 1999, and I sucked. And I had kept asking John Gallo in Astoria, Queens for an apprenticeship, and he kept turning me down. But after a while, I was very persistent, and it finally, after about 6 months, he finally took me in. And I started my tattoo apprenticeship in January of 2000, and I finished January 2001, and I've been tattooing ever since.
So, how often do you do these tattoo expos and conventions, and what do they do for you as an artist and also other artists?
I try to do at least a tattoo-style event at least once a month, whether it's a convention or a guest spot. It's a nice way for you to spread your name, get to know other artists. Like, I met some of my best friends in the world, like, in the tattoo convention circuit. So it's a really cool way. Like, for me, like, even if I don't make money at the convention, it's a nice way to see my friends. Like, it's like, you know, a gathering of us. I try to do a convention at least every other month, but I try to, like, go somewhere with my tattooing every month.
Pregnant wife!
This question is, well, since you talked about making money on a convention, like, how much money do you normally make, like, say, not only in a, you know, not just one day, but throughout the whole weekend? Well, how much can you possibly make also?
I'll be honest, I'd rather not talk about financials.
Yeah,
but, you know, a lot of people think that when you're a tattoo artist, you're a rock star, like, you're making money hand over fist, but they don't realize that it's very seasonal. Like, for instance, this convention today, the weather outside is dead convention. You can't see the other end of the convention. Today, like, there's gaps everywhere. Like, you know, you can see clear across the room. But it's all about how hard you hustle. That's the most important thing about the tattoo game is hustling. Like, you know, like being able to talk a good game and talk to people, you know. There's people who sit here and they just don't open their mouths, and then they wonder why they didn't make a dollar, you know. So it just all depends on your personality. And really, like, the weather outside, the time of year, you know, people are really affected by it.
So, what sets you apart from a lot of artists here, and, like, what style of tattooing do you prefer to do?
I think one of the things that sets me apart from most of the artists, especially here, is versatility.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to answer this question without, like, sound like you're patting yourself on the back,
yeah.
You know? I try to be as humble as I can, but, like, I hustle. Like, I'm very talkative. I'm a people person. People, when they're buying a tattoo, a lot of the time they like to buy the experience as more than the tattoo. But it doesn't hurt that I'm, like, pretty versatile in tattooing, and I'm pretty good as well, you know, like. So I could do everything from portraits to traditional. American traditional is where my heart is. But I consider myself a New York City tattooer. And a New York City street shop tattooer, just like, you know, the guy who taught me, John Gallo, you know, you have to be able to do whatever comes through the door, you know. It's not just having to turn someone away, you know. You got a lot of these guys who just came up in the industry like 2-3 years, and they're getting a little bit of notoriety, but they only do one style, and like they turn people away. They, you know, they think their shit don't stink. You know, I treat everyone with respect. Make sure I could do every tattoo that comes through the door, because you know what, my family depends on it, And you know what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to be that guy who's just painting myself into a corner, you know?
So, explain, like, for no one who's ever tattooed anybody before or had a tattoo done before, can you just explain the experience of getting a tattoo, and explain the experience of you giving someone a tattoo?
Well, the experience of getting a tattoo, it all depends on the tattoo artist. That's very important. Like, if you have a guy, like, I worked with a guy who didn't talk to the customer, so uncomfortable. Like, you know, when you're getting a tattoo, the last thing you want is, like, someone who's not going to talk to you. You want someone to take your mind off. Good conversation is always good. Like, I like to consider myself a funny guy. Like, I like to, like, make fun of the customer, make fun with the customer. Something to take their mind off of. I've never had a person tell me, like, that they were bored during the tattoo I gave them. You know, like, it's like I said, you're selling the experience. If you're an asshole, the tattoo, you could do the best tattoo in the world. If you're an asshole, that person, it's going to be ugly to them. Like, just like, you know, you could have the hottest girl in the world, but if she has an ugly personality, she's an ugly girl. So that's, I equate, like, tattoo experiences with that.
And can you describe,
ladies and gentlemen, if we get enough cheers tonight,
can you describe, let's say, the atmosphere of a tattoo convention for someone who hasn't experienced a tattoo convention before?
Whenever someone asks me, like, what a tattoo convention is like or why to go, I always tell them it's like picture going to the mall, but every store is a tattoo shop. You know, if you're a good enough customer, like, and you're not, like, a jerk-off, like, I don't know if I can curse, I'm sorry.
No,
but fine. If you're not a jerk-off, like, you know, there's some people who go and, like, literally will go to every booth and, like, show them a tattoo design, be like, how much you want. You know, for like, the amateur, like, they can go around and shop, but it doesn't mean you're getting the best tattoo. The best part about conventions, and I people always ask me, like, why should I go to a convention when I can get tattooed by you there? I say, it's not because you can get tattooed by me. The whole point of a convention is to get tattooed by people who you may not be able to afford to go to Vegas, but, you know, now he's here and you can get tattooed by him. So that's the whole point of a tattoo convention. I try not to do local conventions. Like, I'm doing this one because, you know, a friend of mine asked me to do it with him. So, but normally I travel to do conventions so that I can expand my clientele, expand like, my, you know, my brand.